Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Red light, green light, go. It's a
vroom.
Weekend.
Vroom, vroom.
Skirt. Friday, let's go.
Facts, though.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Could you tell we're happy it's Friday?
We in here in full suits looking beautiful. Out here dressed to the nines.
Liar.
Okay, we're dressed to the ones.
We are not. We are dressed to the ones is right.
Point
I
fives.
Said to DZ, I said, I gave such a lack of bleeps this morning that I woke up in these sweatpants and this sweatshirt and I wore them to work.
And I looked at Allie and went, I gave just as many bleeps as you this morning.
I said, DZ, I got a new bra on. I brushed my teeth. But other than that, I am sweat city today, baby.
Oh, you brushed your teeth?
Of course I did. Of course
I did. Oh, I did too. I did too. Ooh, I forgot. I thought
you.
I did it.
Ooh. I believe you. Okay, so it's Friday and I'm excited because it's our last chance to win Jonas Brothers tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We still have Adam Sandler tickets to Pfizer Forum online on our website, which you can win 1037kissfm.com. Mm. And there's a trip to see Doja Cat in Miami there too.
If you lost track, just go to 1037kissfm.com. Catch back up.
Click on contests if you don't see it all right there on the front page. It's fine.
Right.
But coming up next, we are going to talk about something everybody can answer this morning.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody can answer it.
For the most part. No, 99.9%.
It involves TV shows we've all seen, okay? Mm. So we're going to talk about it next. Get ready. What's wrong with me? I am a mess.
No, we are a Friday.
You're right. I've got food falling down my sleeve. I'm like a child.
You're a magician. You're just making it disappear for later.
DZ looked at me and goes, Allie, you got food right on your chin.
You got a little something right there.
Hot mess, but thank you for telling me, because if you didn't, I'd be mad and you know it.
True.
Those people that will tell you if you have a booger in your nose. We will not leave you hanging.
Oh yeah, booger in your nose, zipper down, some in your teeth.
I'm gonna tell be like, me. Hey. Always. Thank you. Yep. And I will do the same for you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so DZ and I were talking off the air about what TV show, if we could live in any fictional TV world, which one would we want to live in and why? And I put a lot of thought into this. But DZ, I'm curious what you think.
What's up?
What TV show would you want to be on if you could pick any?
I mean, in any fictional world, out of all of the TV shows that I grew up watching.
Yes.
If I had to absolutely pick, I'd be in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Because they were rich. And when you were a kid, you wanted to be rich. Everybody did. Yeah.
And I knew, obviously, being in the show, I'd clearly be rich too, whether I'd be in the family or not. I'd probably be attending Bel-Air prep. I'd be hanging out with Will and Carlton. Probably be friends with Jazz, actually. You know, I might have been one of Jazz's friends.
The dream is,
either way,
you would have had a rich uncle somewhere who would have taken you in. That's the dream for all of
Where's
us,
my
right?
Uncle Phil?
Where did he live? Why isn't he bringing me to Beverly Hills and Bel Air?
Adopt me. Adopt 30-year-old me and my family.
Please.
I'll live in a pool house. I think that's my number one, for sure. Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
That's the TV show, the family you would want to be a part of.
I loved it. Yeah.
I was thinking about this, and do you know whose family I would want to be a part of?
What?
No, it's not what you're thinking. It's not some normal mom-dad situation.
Name Family
where
Matters.
Where they're rich. It's nothing like that. It's not like the Cosby's, which Bill Cosby's a bad example now, but you know what I mean.
The show.
You know, it's not like even Full House, which is a blended family. Oh, no. I'd want to be on Modern Family.
Ooh.
But I wouldn't. Hold on, though. I wouldn't want to be Phil and Claire's kid.
No?
I wouldn't be Cam and Mitchell's kid.
That's the spin right there.
That's the family I'd want to be a part of.
You'd be their kid.
I want to be Cam and Mitch's kid. So I want to know, and DZ and I both want to know, if you could be a part of any fictional TV world, which one would you want to be? Seriously.
Yeah.
Anyone. The world is your oyster. It could be from the 80s, the 90s. It could be today's. Because you gave a one from the 90s. I gave a modern one. There's so many shows to pick from now.
I'll even be in the new Fresh Prince.
You don't have to.
If I had to be, like, even modern, but like,
Fresh
if I pick old school Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Bel-Air, the original.
I like the Fresh Prince pick for sure.
I mess with the Modern Family. That's a good one.
Modern Family is a great show to begin
Hilarious.
With. So, Cam Mitchell, call me. I'll be your adopted child.
Y'all need a daughter?
Please, Lord. We're going to talk to you next. 103.7 Kiss FM. You could be part of any fictional TV show. What would it be? DZ said he wants to be on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I don't blame you. That's
now,
a dream
this
show.
This is a story. You all know about how am I? You know what I'm saying?
Life
you know what I'm saying?
Flip, turn upside down.
Yeah, that'd be the one. That'd be the one for sure.
I moved from Gurnee to Milwaukee.
And my mom didn't care.
So I lived with Auntie Allie until she put me on the radio.
in New Berlin air.
In her basement that floods. That would be our TV show. No, seriously. You said Fresh Prince. I said I would love to be on Modern Family because that show is hysterical.
With a spin, though.
With a spin, I would want Cam and Mitchell to be my parents. Not Phil and Claire. I'm just saying. Let's go to Ryan in Calabama this morning. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Ryan.
Good morning.
We're talking about what fictional TV show you'd want to be on if you could pick any.
Oh, you know that's a tough decision for this guy.
It is. It's hard for everybody.
Me, I know.
I thought a lot about this.
There's more than one. I get
it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But what's your top?
I think my top would have to be Boy Meets World.
Ooh, dang, that was a classic.
The Topanga was fire when they were in them college years.
Man, Topanga was a lot of people's first crushes for real.
It's funny that you guys gravitate towards the chick you'd want to date. Like you might as well. That now it makes you want to go on Saved by the Bell so I could date Zach.
Well, there you go. No, you can't change it. No, you can't change it.
I would be right there for Kelly.
You know what?
Kelly Kapowski. Baby.
I was gonna say yeah, I look baby. Just like her. I'm being sarcastic.
I'm more of a Screech myself.
More of a Lisa Turtle.
But no. Ryan, though, Boy Meets World is a fire one. I love it.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Ryan.
No problem.
It's good to hear from
Happy
you.
Happy Friday.
Yes, sir.
Talk to you later.
Peace.
Somebody texted in and said that 70s show. Minus Danny Masterson, obviously.
Mm-hmm. I want to be Fez.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody else texted in and said, I'd love to be in Star Trek Voyager.
Ooh, a little Star Trek up in here. I see you.
And then Married with Children. Ming wrote in. Is a great show. I don't know if I'd want to be in that family, though. They were really wacky.
A little dysfunctional. Maybe I'll be one of the shoe salesman associates.
I'll take him in Modern Family, not Married with Children. Ed O'Neill or whatever his name is.
Touche.
Amanda is in Racine this morning.
Happy Friday.
She goes, woo! At the end, I love it.
It's the staple, woo! Makes me want to do it, woo!
Don't talk to us without the woo!
Ric Flair, woo!
I need to get the Hillshire Farm, go me!
Not an ad? Amanda.
Oh my gosh. Amanda, tell us, what fictional TV show would you want to be a part of?
So I think I would want to be a part of The Office. Having Michael Scott as my boss, I think would be very interesting.
Oh.
I think I'd do really good over there. I think it'd be just really interesting.
Oh, wait, I want to change my birthday. I want to be in the office too. I'm changing mine.
You're changing it?
Yep. I'm going to The Office.
Denied.
Dang.
Come on.
We'll make cameos.
You know, I never watched The Office.
What?
Yeah, you heard me. I've seen clips. I understand who the characters are. I understand the names, but my friends lose it when they realize I've never seen it. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm one of them. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm busy.
We're going to have to watch The Office. How are we going to know what Amanda's talking about with the references that she's going to be making? Come on
right
now.
About those fire drills, DZ. You know, those crazy fire drills, and I'm down for it.
Get out of here, Amanda.
All right, so Amanda would be on The Office. I like it.
Yeah,
thanks for calling, Amanda.
Have a good day.
You too. So you can keep texting. Somebody said they'd be on Bewitched. Somebody else said Big Bang Theory, just because of all the travel and the fun experiences. They wouldn't die.
Did you ever watch New Girl? Somebody else texted New Girl.
Oh, I've seen a couple episodes.
Oh, that show was so funny. That'd be another good one to live in. Mm-hmm.
Being in Malcolm in the Middle would be fun. Somebody texted, never a dull moment.
As long as you're not Malcolm.
True that. Good point. Ooh, Olivia Rodrigo, Bad Idea Right, 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, DZ.
Buenos dias, wepa.
Happy Friday.
Friday.
So happy it's the weekend. We're gonna have a time change coming up here soon too.
Oh, that's right.
Right around Halloween. It's just how I always remember when the time changes.
I never remember when the time change happens, and then somebody go, "Don't forget to set your clocks back. Don't forget to set your clocks forward." I'm like, "Oh, Deb, thank you. My phone normally does that on its own now, but
nowadays
thank you.
It does it on its own. Yeah, so who cares? Except my microwave, which is really annoying.
True. I do know it happened because my microwave always throws me off.
See?
And you're not wrong.
And my microwave also throws me off when I don't clear the time. And sometimes like it'll say 4:30 because I left 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then I think it's 4:30. The time is actually 4:30 in the afternoon and it's not. Have you ever done that?
I've done that plenty. Oh, we've all lived the same life.
That's the worst with the microwave. I don't know why I got on that tangent, but.
The microwave or the stove always trips you up.
There is no time change this weekend. So don't think that's what we were implying.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's in a couple weeks.
Well, you said soon. I thought you meant like mañana.
I meant a couple weeks. Don't change anything this weekend. Just stay your boring self on the same time.
Don't jump ahead too far.
No. We do have Jonas Brothers tickets at 7:45. It's your last chance to win those. And make sure you go and try to win that trip to see Doja Cat in Miami because that ends on Sunday. And that's on our website, 1037kissfm.com.
Even more important not to jump forward and set your clocks because then you're going to miss the time for them Jonas Brothers tickets.
Exactly.
Don't do that.
Exactly. Coming up next, we're going to do What Would DZ Do? Mm-hmm. What exactly is the problem today?
Man, parents with kids will understand. Kid wants to do something and parents are iffy about it.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to judge them next on a Friday. Kiss FM.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Well, parents will understand, according to DZ.
Mm-hmm.
But anyone who's lived a child life will also understand.
Mm-hmm.
What's the problem today?
So a daughter wants to cut her hair.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents are at odds about it, you know? And here's the situation.
All right, explain.
Oliver and Lynn hit us up and said, our 13-year-old daughter recently approached me and her dad about wanting to cut her hair. When we asked what she wanted to cut, she said, all of it. Thought she meant a pixie or a bob, but no. She meant down to the scalp.
Oh.
Or like buzz cut.
Oh, she wanted a buzz cut.
She wanted to skin that bad boy.
Oh, boy.
Both me and my husband laughed, not thinking she was serious, but she was. We told her we'd think about it, and we have been, but we're at odds. My husband is completely against it, saying she's too young, probably getting influenced at school, or thinks she's going through something. I think she just wants to explore her personality and experiment with her style.
She wants to shave her head, is what you're saying.
Yep. I will admit, I'd probably cry seeing her hair go because she's got perfect hair, the most beautiful long curls, and my husband is scared her hair won't grow back the same. Our daughter asked us again the other day, and we told her we're still deciding, but we'd let her know this weekend. Would you let your 13-year-old buzz her head?
Ah, well, it grows back. Does anyone need to know that?
Well, yeah, but does it grow back the same?
I say this now like I would be like, yeah, okay.
Would you have ever buzzed your head?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
But you're also not their daughter.
Exactly.
Right?
What do you think they should do?
Man, I feel so weird about this one. And
why?
I don't even know, because it is just hair.
Yeah.
It will grow back.
Right.
Right? But I always feel a little bit differently. Like, girls' hair is always touted differently.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't just to cut it and grow back. Like, people take their hair very seriously when they cut it.
Part of their identity.
I don't know if this little girl really fathoms what it's going to be like to shave her hair off, especially if she's got a lot of it.
Mm.
She's going to be in shock. And I've seen videos where kids shave their heads and then they think they can just bloop, bloop, glue it back on or put it, no, grow back. This was the worst decision of my life. And nah, ma, you're going to have to let that hair grow back for the next 5 years, mamita, before anything changes.
Am I the only one that's thinking about the fact that computers can now put your face with a shaved head and you can look at the hair? You can put your head with the face with a hairstyle now. They have like tons of apps.
Do the bald filter?
When you want to go cut your hair, you go to like an app and you can pick all these different hairstyles and put your face in them until you decide. It's a thing now.
I don't think I would have thought of that.
With technology.
I don't think I would have thought of that at all.
You could put her face on that and then be like, here's what you're going to look like.
Oh.
Or you could say, you know what? If you don't like it, well, you can buy a wig.
Well, yeah, I guess. I guess
but
you can buy a
I'm
wig.
With you. It's a lot.
It's a big decision and it sounds like she might just be really going through a little something that she wants to experiment with.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stifle that in a child either, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm torn because I don't think she really understands what she's asking to do. But if she does and really wants to, she's asking multiple times, she's 13, flip a coin.
Oh my gosh.
No. For real. Let her do it. Let her do it. If she's going to regret it, let her make that regret. It's going to be a learning experience for her regardless.
Should they let their daughter cut her hair? And by cut her hair, we mean shave her head. 1-414-533-1037. What should Oliver and Lynn do?
We'll talk to you next.
The one is important. The one is important when you call us. It is.
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so Oliver and Lynn have a daughter who wants to cut her hair, and the husband won't let her. And we're talking down to a buzz cut.
Buzz.
So this is quite the haircut, okay?
Like light year.
Big time. Nicole is calling from Kenosha this morning. Let's talk to her first. Hey, Nicole.
Hi.
Good morning.
What do you think? DZ said just let her do it. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
I think they should. I think they should just let her do it and let her deal with it. The only problem that I would feel about is like letting her do it, but I would feel that she might get bullied for it.
Well, if we stopped our kids from doing everything they're going to get bullied from. Mm. I just said this to DZ off the air.
Yep.
I said we project our own fears sometimes into our kids instead of just supporting their creative whatever.
Energy, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? And as parents, it's that protective instinct of us wanting to go, no, that's something might happen, or you might get bullied, or they might not look right.
Or we're buying into the stereotypes or the whatever. Any
antiquated old ideas that we used to live by?
Any social construct. Yep. You have to have long hair because you're a girl. We buy into all that, right?
Yeah, I bought into that for a very long time. Nicole going, let it happen. Let her shave it. Honestly, she might like it. Mm-hmm. You might think it looks good on her, too.
That's what I was going to say. What if she's one of those women that looks, well, not women, she's 13, but one of those people who has such a great face that can pull it off.
Right.
I get so mad at those people. I'm like, you cut your hair
jealous.
And you look good. Screw you. I would too.
And you know what I'm thinking about now?
What?
Stranger Things.
That's what I was just thinking.
Stranger Things. How popping was that show? How many kids probably wanted to shave their heads like 11 after they saw that come out?
Exactly.
Thank you.
Look at us talking ourselves into the answer.
Nicole, we needed you.
And we needed you for a hype person in the back going, yeah, guys. That's right.
Exactly.
Me too.
Hey, Nicole, thanks for calling. Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Let's go to Amanda in Greenfield next. Hey, Amanda.
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Should we let the daughter shave the head or have the buzz cut? What do you think?
Okay, well, I'm coming from, I teach high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I see girls go through it, right? I see girls do a lot of different things to fit in, to not fit in, to do their own thing, to not do their own thing. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I think that since she's only 13, we're talking maybe eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she could be going through something, but I don't think they should let her totally shave it. I think they should say, okay, let's do it in stages. Let's bring it, like, if it's below her shoulders, let's bring it up to your shoulders.
Oh.
And then sit there for, like, you know, a month. And then if you want to go, then let's go up to your ears. Okay.
And then if you want the undercut, let's get the undercut.
I thought Amanda was going to say, like, in the same sitting, let's do that.
Oh.
Don't make her wait a month to do. Now you go on a shoulder length. And no, I say you cut it to the shoulders right in front of her, and she looks in the mirror, and you go, you want more?
You want it shorter?
You want more? She goes,
You gotta let her go and like be with her friends and go to school and experience all that. Oh my God, your hair looks so good kind of thing. Like maybe she wants that attention. And she'll get it if she cuts, you know, like 8 inches off her hair.
I hear what Amanda's saying. Right. I got to test drive it a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Amanda. Good input
today. You're welcome.
Have a good
You're
day.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
Angel is last in Racine this morning. Angel, good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hi.
All right, talk to us. You get to give the last advice. We're doing good. We're figuring it out for Oliver and Lynn. Okay. Well, talk to us. Excuse me.
Go ahead, Angel. What do you think?
I'm sorry. I'm an early morning. I'm a Lyft driver. I'm out here listening to you guys every day. You guys are great.
Well, keep us on in the Lyft. I love that.
Hey, set us on all the presets, okay?
Angel, should they let her get the buzz cut, the 13-year-old? What do you think?
I say yes, go for it, because she's finding herself right now. I myself have a 16-year-old. She wanted it done, and I wouldn't let her. But now that 3 years have passed, I've changed my mind a lot because she is finding herself.
Oh, so you and went through
let
this.
Let her get it done now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No.
Let her get it done now. Get out of her system. It'll grow back. You know what I mean? Just like with piercings. let them do it now when they turn 18 and get a job. They can take them out and have their career. Yeah.
Look at that. No, man, and Angel's so dope to say, listen, I was on the other side, and I didn't let my kid mm-hmm. do this. The growth that I experienced, I regret not doing it mm-hmm. or not letting them.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yep. Thank you for calling, Angel.
Thank you for accepting my call. Have a beautiful weekend.
You too. Stay safe out there in that lift. Bye.
Bye. Well, that's awesome. Lots of upbeat people this morning.
I love it.
I like it too. Somebody texted in and said, let her do it. Think of the savings on shampoo. You're right, Anna in Milwaukee. Thank Ooh. You for that text. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Morning.
We have Jonas Brothers tickets coming up before 8 o'clock. Last chance, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Very last chance.
Very lucrative, whoever uh-huh. wins these last pair, y'all.
Mm-hmm. So it is the weekend. You mm-hmm. got any big plans? Because I'm going to the Bucks game tonight.
Ooh.
Preseason, but I'm excited.
Look at you.
I don't know what I'm wearing yet. I have to go through my Bucks gear and decide. Dust it off for the season. Let's
get it
go,
ready.
Guys.
You got to be fresh and fitted. That's fun.
Yeah, so I'm doing that tonight. I'm excited about that.
What time are you going?
Probably like 6.
Oh.
Maybe I'll see you there, DZ.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
No. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it to the game.
Liar.
We'll see.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Maybe.
I might go.
Yeah, I'm excited, though, because unfortunately, baseball's over.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so we transition now.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, football's happening, obviously.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not every night.
No.
And that's not as consistently mm-hmm. as basketball. And now, so people have fun.
Well, and the team's changed up. Mm. It's going to be a different kind of season now for Milwaukee.
I'll tell you, that's right, man. Yeah. I've been hearing things about people just buying tickets left and right.
Really?
Season ticket packages.
Ticket sales
crazy.
Shot up Ooh. Because of Damian Lillard.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Because of the trade. And naturally, uh-huh. that's big news. That's uh-huh. a huge environment change. Everybody's going to want a little piece of that, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But well, no. I'm excited.
It should be a good game. The Memphis Grizzlies, I mean, like, yeah. it'll be a good mm-hmm. matchup and a great time to see all of the pieces finally put together.
What's really the difference? I mean, I know the difference between a preseason and an actual season game, but I wonder what the difference is when you go to the game.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I mean, the implications.
As a spectator.
Like, well, as a spectator.
Different players?
Nah, not necessarily.
Are all the starters going to be playing the yeah, preseason?
Well, those are more game time decisions as see far as I like mean? Who's playing, who's not. But even in the season, like right now, it is working out those little kinks. And especially right now, it's a great time to go see him play at Fiserv Forum because with the recent trade, all these guys are playing together for the first time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like for literally,
the
arguably,
first
the
time
first
you
time.
You want to see them together.
And you want to see them together at home mm-hmm. for the first time, too, especially with mm-hmm. the implications that this season has and the energy and everybody that's excited about what's to come and what's yeah. possible to come. Mm-hmm. You know? So being there for a preseason game just means it's like a preview. You get to watch the movie before the movie. It's like an insider information. Mm. You go, oh, this stuff is happening. Oh, they look good. You know, being there in preseason,
yeah.
I wouldn't say it's necessarily like the regular season because when you're there, the energy is different in mm-hmm. the regular season. Mm-hmm. But preseason just gives you that little like sensation of, ah, we back, baby.
Yeah, like, let's go.
In any sport.
Yeah.
You know, it just gets you excited, gets you amped, and it gets everybody the opportunity to work those kinks out so that when it's go time, everybody ready.
Well, and I have a little bit of personal motivation here because, you know, I want Owen to play basketball because he's 17 feet tall. So I have my own motivation for pushing basketball on my family on top of my love for the box. Okay?
Momager.
You're doing great, sweetie. Momager all day over here.
Momager of the year,
oh
baby.
Oh my gosh. Well, I can't wait. I'll be at the Bucks game tonight. Say hi if I see you there. But
yeah.
Coming up next, Am I the Jerk is something else.
Is it something else or something else?
Let me just say it involves a man asking a woman about her weight.
I plead the fifth in every direction. I'm not answering today. Nope.
You want to feel awkward?
Nope.
Just wait for Am I the Jerk.
Nope.
Next.
Nope.
It's happening.
Don't think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, I'm going there. It's going to make everybody uncomfortable.
I already am.
Including me. But we're going to go there today on Am I the Jerk.
Ooh, okay, I'm
this
ready.
This one stems from a personal conversation I had with a friend. We're going to put it out there. So I was out with a friend
mm-hmm.
having a drink.
Okay.
We started talking about dating.
Mm.
And I commented how men always lie about their height.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm 5'11", so I deal with this all the time because I'm tall. So when a guy says he's 5'11", and I show up and I go, you're not 5'11",
you're
5'8". And you lied. And men are always lying. Not lying, exaggerating.
Hey, 5'11 with Tim's on.
Exaggerating. That's right. I've had guys try to put boots on and think they're as tall as me. It doesn't work.
Mm.
But I always say guys always exaggerate their height, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm telling my friend this, and he got mad. And he goes, oh, you women always asking about height? I go, well, it's important. I think it's important to know how tall a guy is. I'm tall. And well, he goes, well, what if I asked what your weight was?
Well, that's a different question.
You can't ask me that.
Uh-huh.
But they're both superficial questions.
Yeah, that's true.
And no, he's like, no, if a girl says, how tall are you? And I say, well, how much do you weigh? What's the difference? And I went,
is there a difference?
Is there? And
I mean, the sensitivity will say, yeah, but the fact of the matter is, you strip it down to the bare bones, superficial question for superficial question, that makes sense to me. Oh, snap. Mm-hmm. Oh, snap.
So basically, he's saying, no. He's saying, if you're going to ask me how tall I am, I'm allowed to ask you how much you weigh.
Right, because for men, in a lot of cases, that's important to them, just like the height is important to women.
Right.
And in the dating realm, is there any question off limits?
Well, and so think about that. Am I the jerk for asking her weight after she asked my height?
Oof.
Huge argument ensued from this, and I went, oh, this is such an am I the jerk.
Yeah.
Because it sounds horrible.
Yeah.
But I get both sides.
I mean, but at the same time, are you a jerk for making a question when you were asked a question? Like, if something made you uncomfortable, I'm not saying you got to flip it and immediately ask something just as outlandish, right? But if somebody asked you your height, you have every reason to ask whatever provocative question you might have to follow. And if that's how much do you weigh?
That's true. If they ask anything about your appearance, let's say. But see, height you can't control.
Yeah, but weight in a lot of cases you can't control.
Yes, you can. We just tell ourselves we can't.
You know, people have dietary issues or diseases, I hate to say, thyroid problems. You know what I'm saying? Like, in some cases, but let's be honest. Men lie about height. Women lie about weight.
I actually agree with that. I would die on that hill with you. 100%. I've always said that. I'm like, yeah, when I lower my weight by 10 pounds, or used to be more than that.
It's like a man adding 2 inches to his height.
It's the same thing as a guy saying I'm 5'11 when he's 5'9. It's like, no, you're not. You're just telling yourself you are.
So should I be saying I'm 6'3?
No, because you're already tall. You don't have this problem, right?
I'm not tall, but yeah.
My friend basically said to me, Allie, guys, it hurts their feelings when you call them short, whether people want to acknowledge. That's what he was claiming.
It's a blow to the ego. Being asked how tall you are.
Insult. It's the same. It's the same hurtfulness as a woman and her weight, but men aren't allowed to say that. Is what he was trying to express.
Yeah, and he's not wrong in any degree, and 100% accurate. So
is he the jerk for asking her weight after she asked the height? This is the am I the jerk today?
Dog, I feel wild for even considering to say not the jerk. But when you strip it down and it's question for question,
and you go, well, you're insulting him. I know it's hard.
I mean, not to say you want to insult somebody back.
Yeah. Right.
Right. You don't want to insult nobody back. But a question for a question, if y'all playing 21 questions, nobody's saying it's a deal breaker. Mm-hmm. We just want to know the truth.
Oh, I'm saying it's a deal breaker.
Oh, well.
Which makes me shallow, see? Which makes me the jerk, which it goes back to all of this, see? And people are texting in like crazy saying, weight looks different. Height's the same regardless. Or that they're not the same question because you can't control your height, but you can control your weight, which we kind of talked about earlier. Somebody said, are we going to start asking BMIs? I don't know.
I mean,
if we're asking height, why not?
Let's ask these health questions. Do you have any pre-existing medical conditions in your family now that I should, that I'm asking all these crazy questions?
And back in the day, I'd lie about my BMI anyway, just like I'd lie about my weight. So yeah, go ahead, ask me.
Nobody knows their BMI, man. Nobody. My BMI says I'm obese, okay?
Yeah, nobody knows.
Come on now.
1-414-533-1037. You have to dial 1. So is he the jerk for asking her weight after she asked his height?
Ooh, dog.
Oh, whoever just texted in, I'm bringing a scale to the next Tinder date. Okay, now I'm annoyed.
My boy.
Stop. Back up.
Chill. We're going to take your call, though.
Icky. Okay. Ickity ick. Talk to you next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Our listeners are so damn funny. Please keep these texts coming. You guys are killing me. Somebody said, I'd like to weigh in today.
Punny.
I'm loving this.
You got dudes talking about they're bringing the scales on the date. Ladies saying they're going to bring the measuring tapes. Oh, my.
The question for Am I the Jerk is, am I the jerk for asking her weight after she asked my height?
Oh, that's rough.
This is the debate today. Let's go to Lindsay in Muskego this morning. Good morning, Lindsay.
No, don't get stressed. It's going to
get... Good morning.
Hi. Hey, Lindsay.
Do you think this guy... Do you think the guy's a jerk for asking her weight after she asked his height?
No.
It doesn't sound good no matter how many times you say it.
No, but she...
Wait, did Lindsay just say no?
You said not the jerk.
Oh, my gosh.
I said not the jerk, and I have some good reasons.
Okay.
I am a voluptuous woman, so I'm definitely on the heavier BMI side of life.
We think, Lindsay.
There's body positivity, honey, as long as you feel good in your skin.
Right. Nope, I rock it, whatever.
God. Stop with the text, who's ever texting. This is a heavy debate. Would you stop?
Somebody's corny.
My brother is a short guy.
Okay. Mm.
And because he's short, he is discriminated against by so many women, mm-hmm. just like women are discriminated against for their weight.
Yep.
I feel like height is the equivalent for weight. If you're a guy, height is your thing. Women, it's weight.
Okay.
You're not the jerk. You're asking the same question. It's just different body measurements, honestly.
You're saying, what
valid.
Is the outside? Yeah.
What's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. It the same sensation, men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Like, for men, the question is height. That's their thing. For women, it's weight. It's the same question. You're offending either way.
Right. It's
you're
all about size,
either
though.
Way.
It's all about size, though. That's what Lindsay's saying.
Somebody texted in and said, I'd like to weigh in. I'm 6'4", and I wouldn't be offended, but a short person or a person who's insecure about their height would be offended.
Mm-hmm.
Just like how an overweight person would be offended by asking if they're overweight. There might be something to that as someone who's been bigger, and like, I don't get offended if somebody asked me my weight the other day.
Well, yeah.
And I would have cringed if a guy asked me that. I would have been like, really? There might be something to that.
I hear
what you're insecure about.
Well, yeah, and how far you take that insecurity. Because in a lot of cases, man, us bigger folk, we acknowledge our bigness and we embrace our bigness and we love our bigness,
mm-hmm.
right? And ain't nobody else gonna knock us down.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's the right person, your height, your weight is not gonna make the difference. It's gonna be, is this the person at the end of the day that I want to have all the end of the days with?
Mm-hmm.
If it's not, the height and the weight is not gonna be a thing.
Beautifully
said. Your height doesn't change. I mean, as you get older, you get shorter. Your weight can change all the time.
I cannot.
But like, by the end of the day, your person doesn't change. They're still the same person.
I know,
right.
Lindsay.
Fundamentally, they're either messed up or not.
You're saying everything great, but I can't concentrate because people keep texting things in to make me laugh, and they're killing me right now. This is not a short argument. Stop!
All right. We got to keep this moving, dog. Oh, my
Thank
gosh.
Thank you, Lindsay.
We're coming up short on time.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye, Lindsay.
Let's go to Tara in Janesville this morning. Tara, good morning.
Good morning, TGIF.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're talking about, is he the jerk for asking her weight after she asked the height? We can't believe it. Lindsay said not the jerk. Are you going the same way?
No, I'm saying jerk.
Go on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the fact that he, you know, he's asking after she asked for the height, like, that just seemed kind of petty at that point. Like, he just wants
to offend her because she asked about the height.
How would it have gone if he asked the weight first? How would that have gone? That would have been a rejected message then.
It's true. But at the same time, like, if you're with each other, clearly you can gauge what somebody's weight is or not.
Sure.
True.
But take somebody who's 150 pounds. Like, 150 pounds, like, and somebody who's athletic is totally different than somebody who's not.
Yeah, and all that height matters, too. Height in both senses matters.
Because
somebody a little thicker that's a little taller isn't going to look as portly
as
somebody shorter and thicker.
Is that why dudes try to beef up their muscles?
The shorter end of 5'10".
No, I'm being...
Like, you're 5'10".
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I get it. Dudes beef up their muscles to look taller.
To look a little bit bigger,
I never thought about that because I'm not a dude.
Well, there you go.
But now it all makes sense. Oh, my gosh.
Tara drops it and splits it. She said, definitely the jerk.
All right, we're split down the middle. Thanks, Tara.
Thank you.
Bye.
Let's go to a guy. We have to end this with a man. Santino's on the phone. Look out.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
What's the word, Santino?
Hot topic for Am I the Jerk for asking her weight after she asked my height. Is he the jerk?
You would let a dude be the deciding factor
well,
here.
Well, I want to hear what Santino says. I'm curious.
What's the word, Santino? Morning.
So my okay, wait a second. Is he a jerk or is she a jerk?
No, is he the jerk for asking her weight after she asked his height?
Mm-hmm.
Hell no. She's a no.
I'm
going to tell you why.
I never saw it going this way. No. Go on, but I appreciate the no fear. Yeah.
Speak on it, King.
Mm-hmm. Listen, everybody keeps commenting, oh, well, she has this, so he shouldn't ask that. Listen, let's get out of the social norms of height, weight, because of what? Why? I mean, people look at me as a big, why though?
A big protector. Got it.
I'm about 6'1", 6'2", I'm shrinking, 320 pounds, but I don't look it. Mm-hmm. So why don't we do this? So I've been with my wife for 20 years, right? Mm-hmm. So how about we do this moving forward? Hey, do you have a bachelor's degree? Do you have a master's degree?
Oh.
Ooh.
What does your 401k look like? What does your Roth IRA look like?
And also send your height and weight.
Do you have good credit? What's your checking account number? Cash at me.
Now, isn't that offensive?
If you start breaking, that
could be offensive if you start questioning people's educational senses instead of their personal senses.
But I feel like
it's still personal.
Right, yeah. It's still personal.
Got it. See, so I feel like those are better though because you're asking someone's more what they do instead of what they look like at least. If you're going,
but it's all subjective.
It's all private. And if somebody's like for whatever reason self-conscious of the fact they ain't go to college or they never had the chance, like all of a sudden they're offended. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you strip this all down, we got to stop letting so many questions affect us like this.
Exactly. That's the thing. We get too much in our chest about everything.
Everything.
Like, so wait, am I not allowed to ask guys their height then anymore? Because I do all the time because I'm tall. Now I'm like, is that not an acceptable question?
Just ask height
Seriously.
And weight. Well, ask height and weight.
And weight.
And then you respond with the same. So then it's just wash. Everybody answers everything.
Allie. I have to be willing to give mine.
Yes, of course.
Got it. Yes, Santino. Allie. Yes.
My thing is, you should be able to have boundaries, right? If somebody asks what's your weight, like, well, I don't feel comfortable talking to you about it. It shouldn't hinder how you feel about that person. Or you should be like, I don't feel like talking about it. It's irrelevant. So what? And then just move on. Like, still build on that thing, but don't like deter something moving forward because you feel like they asked you something personal like that you want to get all up in your chest and go home and cry about.
That's
it.
A great
cares?
Point. Like, somebody gets offended and they delete someone on that they're talking to all because of the question instead of just
sensitive.
Yeah, just let it go. I don't care. You ask me how much I weigh. I'm gonna say how much you weigh because I need to know if I can.
Well, I'm gonna lie. But...
Ooh, Santino. Hey, yo. All right. He said not the jerk.
So I can pick you up.
Swole.
Okay,
big dog.
Y'all can see my 10-year-old. He gave me the little death stare.
I'm already knowing.
That's because it grosses them out, Santino.
He said, Daddy,
you don't know him.
Oh, never mind. Okay, Santino. Santino said not the jerk.
Wow. Not a jerk.
The texts are going crazy. Thanks, Santino. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Somebody said, you ask my weight, and I'm asking your size.
Okay.
Somebody said, not the jerk. Same question. Both would be offensive.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dan from Milwaukee said, I'm 5'8", and I'm not insecure about my height, but if a woman is cynical about height, then bye.
Yeah, there you go.
Got it.
At the end of the day, right? Not the jerk.
Very nice. So we have Jonas Brothers tickets and Dumpster Fire Dating.
Which one you want to do first? You want to do the dumpster?
Surprise me.
Oh, no. Don't tell me that.
Surprise me.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
Well, everybody. This is the part of the show where DZ reads my DMs.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes the nonsense I get in my DMs is a little wacky.
So this comes from a gentleman by the name of Adam.
Adam?
It's Adam.
Oh, Adam.
Yeah. But
what app?
Adam.
Let me see the screenshot. That was on Hinge.
Okay. So I
screenshot him and then I send him to DZ if you really want to know, boys. DZ reads them all. Sorry, not sorry.
Hey, I'm the first line of defense. I'm big little brother.
He really is the first line of defense.
You got to get through me.
And then we decide if I should actually give this guy a shot. Oh, what's it say?
Adam hit you up and said, Anyone that gets to wake up to your wonderful smile every morning is the luckiest person in the world.
Aww.
You're a natural beauty, Allie. Aww. Adam.
That was it?
Adam.
Oh, wait, let me see him now. Let me see what he looks
like
before I go on.
Look at him again.
Look
at him again. Check it out. Check it out. Because Adam says something slight. Adam says something smooth. Adam complimented your beauty, but I don't feel like Adam laid it on thick.
Mm.
Adam might have did something. Adam might have done something there for me. And I'm interested.
You think I should go out with this guy?
I don't know. I am intrigued. Oh. I didn't feel like he was doing too much. I felt like he kept it cordial. He didn't make no corny remark. He just said, anyone that gets to wake up to you, which also implies that he's trying to wake up with you. You know what I'm saying? And Adam is trying to make you his Eve. He's trying to give you a rib, you feel me? He's trying to, you know, lather it up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What if he's full of it? That's where my first initial is like reaction is, oh, come on.
I just feel like he's got game.
Really?
What's wrong with this? Like that, come on. Anyone that gets to wake up to your wonderful smile every morning is the luckiest person in the world. Aww. You're a natural beauty, Allie. That is game. One of you youngins better write that line down and use it today. That is game. You kidding me?
I did go, aww, didn't I?
Uh-huh. Look at that. And it was slight. It was simple. I'm not saying you got to marry the dude. But
well,
at least...
nobody's marrying anybody on this show. I'll tell you that. Nobody's getting married on this show but DZ. That's it.
And I already did that.
Somebody said, oh, yeah, go Adam. Do it, Allie. Bella.
Come on. Thank you.
Heather and Shorewood said, you should go out with this one.
He sounds intriguing. I'm not saying you got to make a whole saga of this, but this buddy gives me life in this moment. I'm going, sir, hats off to you. That was clean.
Okay.
That was clean. I mean, I got nothing negative to say about this one. It's a minimal dumpster fire today.
This is rare that we get one that's positive. Didn't I just last week say I was done dating?
Yep.
That was a lie.
And that's why this inspired me, because I'm like, no, this is a breath of fresh air. This is invigorating. This leaves me feeling hope for the situation, because I'm like, that was nice.
Hopeful.
That was clean.
That's a good word, hope, because I lost all hope. You know that.
Well, I got it for you.
I'm so jaded, my poor little self.
First line of defense got it for you. I got the hope.
You say receive the positive.
I say embrace this and see where the conversation goes in the very least. Hit him back and I don't know. Maybe strike up a conversation. It ain't nothing but a conversation.
Dude, who texted this in? Somebody said, but now how tall is he?
And how much does he weigh?
Somebody else said, I would give him a chance, Allie. Sounds like a gentleman. Very smooth. Somebody else said, how many other girls did he say that to, though? That's where I go every time.
Is that his copy and paste line?
Somebody said, one line Adam will be a disappointment. Oh, now they're ripping on him.
What? That was a whole nice little paragraph.
But this is what happens when you're jaded. You have someone who says something genuinely nice that may or may not be true. It may be game. It may be honest.
Yeah.
But when you're jaded, I go, huh, yeah, okay.
Well, nobody said game can't be honest. You just got to have game.
It can. It can.
Right?
But I just don't believe him.
I mean, I say give him a chance, but this isn't my situation. I just get to talk about these dudes.
No, we're going
to
be positive. People are saying copied and pasted is what people are saying.
Ooh, his copy and paste.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
If someone said this to me, I would laugh my ass off. No. Well, I get a lot of stuff. Maybe you don't get talked to sweet by men. You should be.
Men don't talk sweet to me at all.
Even if they're full of it, they should be saying nice things. They don't talk sweet to you, DZ.
Nah, I've never been catcalled in my life.
Jesse and Stalla said add him to the roster.
Ooh, see?
See?
We might have to start doing check marks and decide whether Adam gets a nod or not. I don't know.
All right. Well, let's just leave dumpster fire dating with a positive note today and say there's hope for those in the world. Love could be in the air. It's cuffing season.
Did Allie just say love?
No.
Oh?
No.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you lucky we busy.
I am lucky. We're so busy. We have to do Jonas Brothers tickets. Let's go.
Let's go.
I'm so happy the Jonas Brothers are here to distract away from my dating life.
You're so lucky.
Seriously. 1-414-533-1037. I love this song. This is the Jonas Brothers, who are going to be in town next month, November 20th at Fiserv. Last chance to win tickets today. Somebody's getting a pair. Caller 33. Good luck. They're going to be in town November 20th at Fiserv. The Jonas Brothers. Last pair of tickets we have right now.
A month away.
Woo, Becky. Oh, it is a month from today.
Literally.
Today's the 20th. You're right. Becky's in Caledonia this morning.
Morning, Becky.
Hey, Becky.
Good morning.
Well, We were just wondering if you're free on November 20th.
If I'm not, I will make myself free.
That's great. We're just wondering.
Well, yeah, we were just wondering. No, for no particular reason.
Have a great day, though.
Have a good Friday. Have a good weekend. By. All right, we'll talk to you
just
later.
Just kidding. You're going to Jonas Brothers. We're so played Yay. Out. How we trick. They have no idea we're tricking them, do they?
Oh, are they joking with us?
You can tell DZ has small children, and I used to, because we're talking to them like they're like, you didn't win.
You didn't win. No, you didn't. Bye.
Becky, you're going to
you're
see
going.
The Jonas Brothers.
You're going.
Woo! Woohoo! Thank you. I needed this today.
Oh, wait, why?
Why?
If
What's
you don't
wrong?
Mind telling us.
I'm literally sitting in the parking lot about to drop off my elderly dog for a procedure. Oh. And I was like, I'm just going to try to call and see if I can win. Oh. I never do, but look at that.
You did today. You did.
The universe, Woo-hoo! That energy, positivity, everything's going to go great with the puppers today.
Seriously, we're going to be thinking about your pup, for real. What's your dog's name?
You. Her name is Riley.
What kind of dog?
She's a black lab. She looks just like your dog.
Oh, she looked like Bella. Don't make me cry. I lost Bella. I had to put down in March. She was 14, if people missed that.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, I had her I've had her for 14 years. On the show.
Right.
But, Becky, I think everything's going to be okay.
Yes. Yes,
we
know so.
I do want to know if you were listening to Am I the Jerk or Dumpster Fire Dating, and if you have an opinion on any of them, because they were all hot topics this morning.
Oh, see, I'm single, too, and that's a touchy subject.
See, I love it. Ooh, good. Okay, so, go on. What do you think? Height, weight?
I'm concerned about someone's height, but I would be concerned if somebody wants to know my weight. I don't know.
See?
Right, it's tough. It's tough.
I just said to DZ off the air, I said, this is so funny because the texts, basically, half of them say, oh, good guy, and half of them say bad guy for dumpster fire dating, and the same thing with height and weight. And I said, this is why nobody can win.
It's a one for one.
It's if he says something nice, it's like, oh, he's full of it.
Yep.
Good guys can't win.
Nope.
Everybody messes it up for everybody.
Well, and all of a sudden, then when the good guys go bad, you go, I told you so. Boom. I knew. No, man. Honestly, it's a lose-lose. But we all somehow end up winning, especially Becky, because she's going to the Jonas Brothers.
And she's never going to ask you guys height again. All right. Hold on, girl. We're going to get your info. Don't go anywhere. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Don't worry. Next week, we have new tickets. Guess what's coming to town? Dancing with the Stars.
Boom.
At the Riverside in February. We're going to hook you up with those tickets next week.
Fire.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go into the weekend positive, right?
That's right. That's right.
Good vibes everywhere. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Shout out to everyone who posted pictures of that fine man, Jason Momoa, yesterday when he was at Costco in New Berlin. And then he was at Total Wine and More in Brookfield. Mwah, chef's kiss to all the ladies who posted those. Mwah, I love you all. I lived vicariously through you on Facebook and Instagram yesterday. Yes, I did.
Tell me why. I told my wife yesterday that Jason Momoa was going to be
at Costco.
At Costco.
Which sounds so funny.
And she looked at me disgusted at first. And I didn't know what she was going to say. And she went, you didn't tell me? He's hot. And I went, you're so right. He's attractive. He's a good-looking brother. I ain't gonna lie.
Even dudes have to admit Jason Momoa is fire.
He might pull me. I don't even know. Well, pause. Just kidding.
He could, probably. Even DZ's panties are dropping at this point.
Chill. It's Friday, not that kind of Friday.
Fair. I appreciated all your pictures that you all posted since we didn't see him or get to meet him.
My wife did, too.
It was fantastic. Now, I do want to talk about Pink, because Pink was just here performing at AmFam Field. Great show, by the way. I went to it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to worry about her canceling our show, but this has happened a couple times, and we just recently talked about in the dirt how she out of nowhere canceled a show, but didn't really give any reason other than family medical issues.
And canceled more shows, right?
Yeah, and then didn't reschedule yet, and I was like, what's going on?
What's happening?
What's the family emergency? Well, now she came out and said it was just that she had a respiratory infection.
Oh.
And her doctor advised she was unable to perform.
Well, yeah, you can't sing if you can't breathe.
So now we're working to reschedule them, and I'm like, well, why wouldn't you just say that?
Well, I mean,
why would you say I'm sick?
Maybe you want to just maintain a little bit of privacy.
At the time, they said family medical issues that require immediate attention.
Which to a lot of people go hospitalization.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe she was hospitalized.
Maybe for a low period of time, whether to get antibiotics or to get fluids, whatever.
or something else is going on with somebody else in her family that's nobody's business, and they just use that as a way to, because that's what I would do.
Mm.
Like, if somebody in my family was having a really personal problem,
yeah,
and I was pink, I would just be like, yeah, you know what? I got a really bad respiratory infection, and I wouldn't tell them.
I got the Rona. Don't touch me. Don't talk to me.
Because what are we going to do? Question it?
No.
No.
No. And you do want to maintain a little bit of privacy in your life around your loved ones, but after the Jamie Foxx whole thing, now anything's on the table.
I know.
And everything's on the table. So we're like, what happened? Whoa! Thankfully, good, right?
Yeah. We just want Pink to be fine because her show was amazing and we need more. That's all.
We don't want Pink to turn blue.
Stop.
I said what I
You're
said.
You're on a roll with your jokes today.
Dad
let me
joke
tell
on 10.
103.7 Kiss FM. Hallie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Mm. Are we live? No, I'm playing.
We are.
We as live as we can be on a Friday.
We're very live today. I have to tell you that I realized the other day when I was picking up medicine at the pharmacy,
mm-hmm.
and they asked me to sign that little box to confirm that I picked up the prescription.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah, of course.
It's like the credit card signature box.
Yep, with the little attached mm-hmm. digital pen or whatever.
Yeah, and I said, no prob. And I grabbed the little stylus or whatever, and I drew like an S.
Literally just
literally, it looked like an S.
It wasn't your signature.
It was an S. It was a whoop. And I laughed, and I thought, does anyone actually sign their name on these? Because it's a waste of time, I feel like. And I get that your signature probably matters in certain situations where somebody could fraud you. Right,
right.
But when I'm at some of these, and they're like, sign to say you got it, S. I realize, does anybody sign their name anymore when it comes to electronics? Sometimes you have to write your whole name because it's an electronic signature, but I'm talking about when you write it out. I was watching Jason Momoa
mm-hmm.
at Costco in New Berlin. I watched him sign those bottles.
Signing autographs?
He wasn't signing. He was S. It was like a scribble. And that's what I felt like I did. And I felt like a lot of people do that.
J, scribble, scribble, scribble. M, scribble, scribble, scribble.
Yeah, I mean, it's still Jason Momoa's handwriting, so it's worth every penny.
Valid.
And I don't mean to take away from anyone that got his signature, because I think that's really cool, man.
Sure, sure. Yeah,
no, I'll take a bottle off your hands if you want. But at the end of the day, Jason Momoa, hell no.
Did he put 100% effort in every signature? Probably not.
No, he was going like this.
J.
It was literally.
You could see how quick it was going.
And I'm like, he's not signing. He's just, but who does anymore?
Are you kidding
me? Do
you
sign your whole name
out?
Bro,
I don't even need to like go into this deep detail of how meticulous I actually am.
Why?
If we're talking about even on a digital signature, you know how sometimes you got to sign stuff on your phone, whatever, any document, and you can do the S?
Yes.
I don't. I will zoom in as close as I need to and use the tip of my finger so I could sign my name appropriately.
Oh.
Appropriately.
Somebody texted in and said, I signed a swirly the other day.
Oh,
a
my.
A swirly. Somebody above that said, hell no, I just draw a straight line for my signature.
Y'all just be making curly Q's mm-hmm. and straight lines and just say whatever. Just forget it. Anybody can be me nowadays, huh?
Wow. Honestly. You want to
wow.
go? You want my meds? Go ahead.
Take them.
Go get them and sign an S. Sign a swirly when you do it.
Enjoy them. Dog, what? No, this is blowing my mind right now. Y'all need to be more committed to your signature.
No.
That's like a, it's almost like a picture of you. When people see your signature, they see your name. They see your legacy. They see your livelihood. What?
Yep.
Come on. You got to sign. Actually sign.
Yeah.
When I sign DZ, I sign DZ and I just...
Well, I do the swirly, and my name starts with an A, so make that work.
You curly Q loving sons of...
Well, and you know, my full name is Allison. You think I'm writing Allison? You better go talk to somebody about... I'm not even writing Allie. Allie's too much for me.
Even my swirly. Scribble... Ooh, yeah, oh, no. No, I hate this. Even my scribble signature looks like my name.
Yeah.
For real. Like, I'll show you right now what my signature actually looks like.
Let me see.
You know what I'm saying?
Fine. Let me see.
You'll be able to actually read my signature.
Let me see.
No matter what I do.
It took you a long time to write DZ.
Well, I wrote my full name
out. Daniel Z.
Yeah.
I see it. Ah, but it still looks like a regular D in a swirly. It looks like a Z in a swirly.
Oh my gosh.
It looks like the first two letters and then swirlies.
Nah, you're tripping. I'm putting every letter into that mug.
Who wrote this in? Somebody texted in. My 5-year-old loves to sign, so we just let her do it.
Is that fraud?
Technically?
No, you're blood related. I mean, even if they're not blood related, might be adopted, still fair game. You're connected through family.
Five-year-olds don't count as fraud. You got to turn six or seven first.
Wow. You got to call, and we're going to talk about this. One, which dialing the one matters. 1-414-533-1037. We want to know, do you actually sign your name? Somebody texted in and said, I used to sign my name, but the Navy changed me. Now it's just my first letters of my first name and last name and a line.
Huh. I wonder what the... What?
I don't know. I've never been in the Navy.
Yeah, me neither, but okay. I'll take it. Take it for face value.
Why not? Yeah, we'll talk to you next. Love that song. Yeah. Love the thing. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. We are talking about if you actually sign your name when you're out signing anything. Because I said I'm at the point now where I'm just doing the swirly.
I feel like I'm one of the last people because everybody just been saying, I just do the swirlies.
Well, let's talk to Tatum first then in Milwaukee because I don't feel like you're alone today, DZ.
No?
No. Tatum, good morning.
Good morning.
She said,
no, DZ, you're not alone. Mm-hmm. And I'll say I'm even someone with a weird name. I don't even spell my name normally.
Uh-huh.
So my signature is very important to me.
Honestly
hated it before, like, we couldn't really do the Zoom before the DocuSign got good and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But now I specifically have a stylus that I bought and I use my computer for all of my signing documents because my phone screen's just too small.
Yup, yup. She even got the stylus for the signature. She's worse than I, or better than
she
I am,
made
I should
a
say.
Separate purchase just to sign her name correctly.
I respect it.
I'm over here writing an S. U. I don't even know what I'm signing anymore.
Every letter but your own.
Yes. No, there's no A in there.
Amy, you know nobody's ever going to forge my signature, so.
That's true.
That part. True. And that's what I'm thinking about, like just being protective. And also, like I said, it's a representation of you. I want people to see my name.
Mm. Exactly.
We'll see
totally
my straight line.
We'll see Allie Squiggles.
Thanks for calling, Tatum. Have a good day.
Yeah, same to you guys. Thanks.
Bye.
Let's talk to Jay in Milwaukee this morning. Hey, Jay.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning. I could battle you guys.
It's too early for this, but I agree with DZ. You know, your signature is your name. Like, that's who you are. And I have a fiance now who did the squiggles and did a real crappy signature. You know, me being left-handed, you know, we have real good penmanship, you know, and we take pride in our signature. And she proceeded to tell me, do you know how much time you waste throughout your life doing a perfect signature? That she goes, that takes too much time. And now, 1 year into our relationship, he has a beautiful signature.
Ooh, rubbed off on her.
I don't think I've ever met a couple where the guy was like, your penmanship is awful. You will fix it and you will have a good signature in a year. This is, of all the things you change about people, Jay, this is one I can live with.
Jay busted out the lined paper and was like, oh, we're going to practice, boo-boo.
Sit down.
Yes. We're going to practice.
your capital letters go above the dotted line and the smaller case go below the dotted line.
Jay's a teacher. A scholar at least, man.
Right? Thanks for calling, Jay. You're funny.
No,
have a good day.
Yeah,
somebody texted in and said, my ex-wife's signature literally looks like a heart monitor with a panic attack. You guys!
Oh, God! Dang, bruh!
Let's go to Corey and Waukesha. What the hell? Oh, man.
Morning, Corey.
Corey, good to hear from
you.
We're great. We're not going to cut you from the roster of regulars because you called in.
She's safe.
You're safe. We're auditing.
Yeah.
We're auditing. All right, Corey.
I have called in once, I think, every week for the last 3 weeks at least.
Good.
When we're good. You good to go. Don't even worry about it.
So, Corey, do you sign your name or do you just do the squiggle like me?
So, you guys already know I'm an artist, right? So, I have two different signatures.
Oh.
And because, well, one, that regular signature, that's like your fingerprint and handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
They even, like, in murder cases and everything where they have people forge things for money, they even have people come in and analyze forged signatures.
She had me at murder. You know what? That's
she
it.
Went deep,
you
but
went
she's
deep,
not
now
wrong.
I'm convinced I have to sign it because somebody, okay.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. They can use all of that to compare, analyze. Ooh, Corey, keep on.
Curses and ghoul, and now all these kids don't have signatures.
Wow.
Like, anyone's going to come and just steal your identity, bro. Like,
come on, bro. I mean, she's not wrong.
You know what? Sometimes I'm like, if I can be honest, take it. Take
really
my identity.
Small, Well, like even with that artist signature, it's real like short and everything, and I made it like specific, and it doesn't use cursive. But I am like DZ. I am meticulously using the lines so that they are the same on every single piece I do.
Wow, you can forge me, and you can pay my bills. You can get into my checking account. Do whatever you got to do, man.
Try it out.
Try it. Good luck with it. Let me know how I'm doing.
Good luck with that.
Let me know how my credit is.
Corey, we appreciate your call.
Bye, Corey.
Bye.
Oh my gosh. So you're a very serious signer, I have learned, and so are a lot of our callers, but on the text they're all making fun of it, saying they don't sign.
I'm not alone, and I see the lazy ones that don't like to sign didn't feel like calling.
You call me lazy because you're right. You are right.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.